But right now, we're going to go to a senior fellow for the Center for American Greatness and co-founder of California Policy Center, Ed Ring. Ed, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And I think you were here because of something Leanne and I were looking at across the, was it the weekend? We were
looking at something. Yeah, I sent it out.
So describe what caught your attention.
Oh, just everything, just the way you worded it. Yes. I mean, it's just, it's everything that we talk about on this show and just... I mean, Ed, you can explain to our readers who haven't been privy to reading what your article is, and we'll send them to the article after you talk about it. But why did you feel compelled to write this article and tell them what you wrote in it?
Well, you know, the thing that's compelling is we're not seeing any improvement in California's homeless or housing crisis, and we're spending billions and billions and billions of dollars. So what's happening? And, you know, the title of the author is Crazy and Woke on the Western Front of Progressive Insanity. And we are in the Western states, of course, pretty much under progressive rule. And what's happening, though, is there's a revolution brewing because progressives, you know, a lot of progressives, I would probably say most progressives, are very well-intentioned people, and they're being completely betrayed by their progressive political leaders. This is a scam. These billions and billions of dollars are going to anybody but the homeless or the people that need housing. What they're doing is absolutely wrong. They're spending, on average, $500,000 or more for every unit of housing for the homeless.
Oh, in California, we have numbers that are up to $700,000 per unit now.
Well, that's right. And in Venice Beach, it's actually about $1.4 million for the what they call the monster on the median.
And let me tell you something.
Never be built.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
What I love about the insanity of that monster is these... finally the LA Times came out and said 85% of the people on the street have mental illness. But let's be clear. It's 95%.
Yeah.
And I know this as somebody trained to identify easily and quickly what's going on. And it's easy to identify it if you've been trained in mental health. It's universally present on the streets. One of the features of the kinds of mental illness that drives you to the street is an intolerance of being in four walls. And so in the name of green, being green, the building in Venice has tiny windows. There is not a homeless person out on the street could tolerate that building.
Yeah, it looks like a prison in the artist's conception of it. I think they've got a little campanile, which is Italian for bell tower, a little phony campanile to kind of make it look appealing, but it doesn't work. It's going to be because of the funding. They ran out of Triple H funds, which were, you know, they were all allocated. There's still nothing that's been built. But now they want to use Prop 63 funds, which means to get that money, they have to include people who are mentally ill.
Oh, that's going to be great.
This complex. This is in the heart of Venice. It's a block from the beach. It's on property that costs $30 million an acre. This is 3 acres. It's a parking lot for low-income people who can go to the beach. It's used as a farmer's market. It's open space. It's this beautiful little spot in the center of Venice where they're going to build this block house. It's only going to hold 140 people. The projected total project cost is over $200 million. This is illegal. It's legal to do this, but it's morally criminal. It's corrupt. It's one of the most disgusting examples of a progressive failure that I can possibly imagine.
And it's $200 million that should be going to the mental health services that these people actually need that, frankly, would get them back to their family and friends where they could be housed for nothing.
Right. Not putting them in the middle of Venice where other people have worked their entire lives to try to build or make a life for themselves and spend every red cent that they've ever earned to live by the beach.
Even though it's a boondoggle, it is the expression of progressive policies. And I'm wondering if people...
Have they finally turned on that down in Venice?
If they're waking up to what they've done for people. They're murderers. Three people a day are dying in L.A. County. These are murderous policy. Let's call it what it is. They have no training in mental health. They should not be speaking on these populations in the streets. And they're engaged in policies that are resulting in 3 deaths a day.
Yeah.
If that were a hospital or a medical group, can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
And they are murdering people, and they're continuing to do so, 3 every day. So my question continues to be that this group is, what's the body count? What does the body count need to be before they turn direction?
Well, also, there's the residents of Venice and the residents of Los Angeles who are at risk. You know, one of the things we calculated in the article was what I might euphemistically call the fecal emissions. You know, and you can go to the Center for Disease Control website. I mean, the average human excretes a pound of feces and 4 pounds of urine every day.
Yep.
You know, that's 4 tons a week of feces.
And so that is
just in Venice Beach.
Right. Yeah. And so that
doesn't include their vomit when they're vomiting
or
after
their
they
needles,
shoot up.
Or their needles or other things. But here's the deal. If you don't care about the human beings who are being exposed to this matter, what about the sea mammals that are dying just off the coast as that washes into the riverbeds and to the deltas? What about them? Do you want to be concerned about that, or you don't care about that either?
There's a myriad of things they ought to be concerned about under environmental, for environmental reasons. You know, you've also got the disease, which you've talked about. I mean, the fleas that carry typhus live on rats.
Yep.
They can be transferred to dogs. Flea eggs survive very well in sand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Venice Beach is a magnet. It's like an incubator for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and that is a time bomb. So I predicted the typhus epidemic a year and a half ago. I could see it coming when my own home became overrun by rats. And having practiced medicines in the San Gabriel Valley for 30 years, I know what happens when the rat overpopulates. You get typhus. We got typhus.
Right.
But this
spread
is
out.
The
yeah.
extraordinary thing is nothing's being done. So the big question then becomes, all right, everybody, in this ecosystem, what follows typhus, which you're allowing to spiral out of control, you're allowing the right rat populations to continue to blossom, what follows typhus in this part of the world? The last outbreak is in the 1920s when we allowed this, and that is a disease called Yersinia pestis. You may know it as plague.
Oh, God.
Yeah, these are the risks. And you know, leave the parking lot as it is. Let them have their farmers markets. But what about the other 105? That's the projected cost. $105 million for 140 beds. You know, why not take that $100-plus million and set up some Quonset huts in North Los Angeles County, you know, and round these folks up? A lot of the addicts probably would heal. They'd probably, with some treatment, be able to reenter society.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not even
the
huts. I think we need to open up mental health facilities or these institutions. There's a couple of places we've been talking about that are old hospital buildings that hundreds of millions of dollars could stand up these places. You can get doctors in them and put these people in there where they can rehabilitate. And like you said, go back out, get jobs, go back home into their own communities, go back to whatever state they came from or whatever city in California and be productive members of society. Pay their own rent. Hey, go figure. Maybe they can become like the rest of us. Pay for their own things again and do the things that the rest of us are expected to do. I'm just curious, do you know, Ed, if what, you know, look, we all know Venice has always been a liberal, artistic, you know, a lot of people that move to Venice, they're artsy and they're very free loving and they accept a lot of different people. Have those people started to push back on, you know, how far this has become? Because it's affecting everybody.
Well, you know, go to Fight Back Venice. You can Google it, and you'll see that there's people who are organizing, and they're organizing not only in Venice but in Sherman Oaks and in San Pedro and in Koreatown and elsewhere. You know, it's a very liberal metropolis. California's a very liberal state, but people in Venice who live there, and I've had a privilege to talk and correspond with dozens of them, and they're all fed up. They can't live in their own towns anymore. They're scared to go out at night. They can't walk their dogs. They're scared to go out in the daytime. It's an absolute catastrophe.
What bothers me, Ed, is this is becoming a background now chant. You know, 6 months ago, this was a novel story. Right. Now,
no, it's just part of everyday life.
Now it's like, yeah, it's like everybody's aware of it and we're helpless.
Right. And you
we're
know,
just getting on with
our
lives.
Something else that I saw in the article, too, that he mentioned was that now people, because they're all living in tents and they're in fear of each other, like homeless on homeless violence, people are getting pit bulls. And now there's a lot of fighting and people are being bit by pit bulls, right? Isn't that what you were mentioning? So people are getting their own sort of security.
Yeah.
And now those pit bulls are not only attacking each other and other homeless people, but attacking other people who can't even walk their own dogs now around these homeless.
What we're learning is that more than half the homeless have a dog. They need to have these dogs for protection. So you not only have 1,200 homeless people in Venice, you've got 700 to 800 dogs. Now, these dogs don't have shots that are up to date.
Wow.
And, of course, they're all defecating, and it's very unlikely they're using any of these porta-potties. You know, so that's another 1.5 to 2 tons per week of dog feces in Venice Beach, along with the 4 tons a week of fecal emissions from humans. I mean, it's tough to have to belabor this. It's kind of creepy, but it really brings home just how dangerous and unsanitary this is. And the idea that they're still saying we can afford to build housing at $500,000 or more per unit, this is criminal.
Yeah.
Take that money, build Quonset huts in North L.A., and move these folks in and use all that money you save to treat them.
Yeah, because even by the time that the Triple H money or any other money is going to open up enough housing, quote unquote, to house the people that are here, so many more are going to keep coming to L.A. because of how we're welcoming addicts and mentally ill people by all of these policies that are just allowing them to do what they do.
And when you bring it up to these folks, they go, oh, no, that's not the case. Like, of course, my patients will come. Oh, my patients come.
Of course.
Drug addicts will come.
They come by the busloads.
Here's the other thing. There's a catchword I want you to look out for, Ed, that is so wrought with misuse, which is they always say, well, we need to get this housing and provide wraparound services. They're mentally ill. They just need wraparound services. Wraparound services, from a clinical perspective, defines somebody with mental illness. When you, Ed, go in to have your knee replaced, you don't need wraparound services. When I worked in a psychiatric hospital for 30 years, that's all we did was provide wraparound services.
Right.
Wraparound services means physician, psychiatrist, psychologist, vocational rehab, drug counselor, that and social worker. That's what a wraparound service is. It defines somebody with mental illness. How they're allowed to get by with that rhetoric is just disgusting to me.
It's not fulfilling it. And the operating costs, even without what you just described, for these shelters is, I think the lowest number we've seen is $25,000 a year per person.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, it's the way the costs are being managed has to be looked at. And the way that this, you know, Plan A is building these enormous expensive structures on expensive real estate, $500,000 plus a unit. Plan B is also something that progresses and everybody else who votes in California needs to be aware of, which is mandating fourplexes on residential neighborhoods where single family homes live. And these are going to be, there's already a law that I think Governor Newsom just signed, AB 1421, I think was the number, which forces landlords to accept Section 8 and
housing.
Other sorts of subsidized rentals.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is Plan B is going to be to seed suburban neighborhoods across
forcing
the
it
state
into your
with,
neighborhood
with subsidized fourplexes or larger multifamily dwellings where they're again, and it's on the same theory that if you move people into a nice neighborhood, suddenly their pathologies will disappear.
Right. They'll just be fine. They'll live normally. Yeah.
So, you know, the appropriate plan is to have larger cost-effective compounds. You know, I think Heather McDonald at City Journal called it clean and sober campuses. You know, whatever you want to call that, that's what they need because we can afford that, and that would actually help these folks.
You know, we're sort of aware of what's going on here in Los Angeles. How is Portland and Seattle doing? And they've been waking up slowly to their situation. That documentary that the newscaster put out, Seattle is Dying, seemed to have caught some attention, actually cleaned up some areas. What are those cities up to?
You know, I'm not familiar with what's happened recently in Seattle and Portland, but I can tell you San Francisco, it's more of the same. I've been talking with a lot of people there. They've got a $600 million bond on the ballot. And get this, it's not even going to create new housing. It's going to rehabilitate existing low-income housing. Not one unit of new housing could end up being constructed. And the costs to rehabilitate these existing low-income housing is in the $500,000 range, which is just astonishing. And what happens is you've got a commercial property where people are paying their way and living there. Those people are turned out. The property's turned into a public-private partnership with a welfare exemption so that the owners don't pay property tax anymore. And you spend all this money to rehabilitate it and raise the rent, but you subsidize the rent because it's low-income people that qualify through some lottery to get in there. But the people who were paying their way can't afford to live there anymore unless they get that benefit, and you don't create any new housing. That's what's going on in San Francisco. It's unbelievable.
Well, I'm guessing that's going to have zero effect on homelessness.
So. Of course.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So they're not fixing the problem. They're not about fixing the problem.
No, not yet.
No.
Well, I don't know where it stops. I guess a really serious infectious disease outbreak. As usual, humans don't react until it's a crisis, and then God knows how they'll respond.
Well, Gavin Newsom needs to understand that if something like that happens, he's gone just the way Gray Davis was, recalled. And he could fix this problem by declaring a state of emergency.
Yes.
Because if he did that, you could bypass all of the court rulings and legislation that's preventing decisive action away.
Yes, and there's multiple easy fixes.
Yeah.
When they say this is a complex problem, they are full of
He doesn't want to do the decisive things.
It's easy to fix this. They must not want to is all you can figure out.
Yep.
And there's a more sinister feeling for me behind it, which is, they're drug addicts and mentally ill.
Yeah.
They'll kind of die off anyway. Let's let them go. Yeah. Let them do it in their own way.
Exactly.
Which is no country
collateral damage
on Earth allows this.
And they pretend that they're compassionate. You know, you're so right, because if you really care, you're going to do something that might, offend some sensibilities, might violate some human rights, some plaintiff attorneys may file lawsuits, but do you want to help the homeless or don't you?
Right. And this is this.
They don't want blood on your hands, but they don't care.
They don't understand the problems on the streets are progressive and they end in death. Three a day are dying. They must do something. If they don't, they're murderers. It's a pretty simple diathesis for me. Ed, thank you so much for being a part of this and writing that article.
Appreciate it. Yes.
Thank you.
All right, you got it. Ed Ring, Senior Fellow at the Center for American Greatness. You can find him at Ed Ring, on Twitter, very easy, and amgreatness.com.